Good morning to you in Jesus' name. This is Daniel King. I'd like to continue here with the theme of yesterday. Mark 9, verse 33. To the end there, I'm just going to follow through there and point out some things. When they came to Capernaum, being in the house, he asked them, "What was it that ye disputed among yourselves by the way?" But they held their peace, for by the way they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. You have here, Jesus was asking them, "What were you arguing about on the way over here?" They had just entered into this house and were just standing around refreshing themselves, if you can just picture them there. And Jesus, maybe a bit pointedly, but also, you know, just casually asked them a question. So, what was it that you were arguing about on the way over here? And none of them talked. Everything was quiet. No one answered the question. And the reason they were quiet is they knew that what they had been arguing about was something that should not have been. Their conscience was smiting them at that moment. And they were ashamed of the motives of their heart. And then, if you see the character of Jesus and the way he interacted with people, it says that he went and sat down and he called the 12 to him. And he told them, "If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all." So he knew what they were talking about. And it wasn't the first time he had run into that. But patiently, he just explains it one more time. And then he got up again, and he went and he found himself a child somewhere there in the house. Apparently there was some more people gathered in the same house. He got the child, he took it, and he sat down right in the middle of them, right in the middle of the 12, with this child on his lap. And then he said to them, verse 37, "Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name receiveth me. And whosoever shall receive me receiveth not me, but him that sent me." He was giving them an illustration. He had said, "If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all." A little child, you will be able to plainly tell on the outside what's going on the inside of a little child. The older a person gets, the more a person struggles with the temptation of hypocrisy, with the temptation of hidden motives. And that's what was going on here. I just like to pick out John because it seems like he was the one who struggled with this a lot. And John here was hiding a motive of his heart. When Jesus addressed him, he hid. He wouldn't talk. He didn't bring out where a child would. And so Jesus is just saying, "Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name receiveth me. And whosoever shall receive me receiveth not me, but him that sent me." And I don't think John knew at that point exactly what Jesus was trying to say, but Jesus was tying this next subject together that John then exposed here in verse 30. "And John answered him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followeth not us. and we forbade him because he followeth not us. And there's another place in one of the Gospels where John was asking Jesus about calling fire down from heaven and consuming someone. And that's when Jesus told him, you don't know what for spirit you're of. And this is just the way John saw things. He saw them black and white. And even though if Jesus would have addressed that motive in John's heart at that moment, I think that he, the same as Peter, would have not saw it. He would have argued it. And so Jesus was continually trying to penetrate that deception in John's heart. And the deception was that John was thinking that he is going to become part of a kingdom where he is somewhere on the top and he's going to be controlling people. He's going to be telling them who to follow and who not to follow. And if people do not follow his kingdom or Jesus' kingdom, he's going to tell them to not. You know, he's going to be controlling them. And so what John was thinking here is that he will be somewhere in control here. And then Jesus answered and said, forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is on our part. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he were cast into the sea. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having two feet to be cast into hell and into the fire that never shall be quenched. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. For every one shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt hath lost its saltness, wherewith will ye season it? Have salt in yourselves, and have peace one with another. And this, all these things Jesus spoke while he sat there in their midst and while that child was on his lap. I'd like to continue with this theme. There's quite a few thoughts that are packed into this short little illustration that Jesus was giving here. May the Lord bless your day today.